Decree of Finality, written by Kenneth Ede, narrated by David A. Wood. He sat at the table, patiently. At first glance, he appeared like any other ordinary person, unless you looked a bit further. Then you could see that he was different than most people. Oh, he could put on the charm and act like everyone else. But this time, he was staring, an intense, unwavering fixation that made you want to look away, run away.
You're pretty brave, you know.
Either way, this has to be settled. Hail to the Chief, written by John Leslie and Carrie Winfrey. Barley Thompson died yesterday. The Times obit said from undisclosed causes, which, as we know, can mean anything. But with his history, I'd guess it was his heart. He was only 52. My God, what a life. What a shame. He and I had lost touch, and considering how close we once were, I suppose some people would find that surprising. But I know we both wanted to put it all behind us. That's what makes Barley's death so distressing, all the memories it stirs up. There were 5 of us in the know, more or less. His wife, Amanda, Margaret Maggie Matthews, the first woman elected President of the United States, her husband Walter, the once and future Secretary of State, and Barry Jagoda, the young newspaper reporter who got most, but not all, of the story. And then there was me, Maggie's campaign manager, Barley's consigliere and, well, witness to history.